Hallelujah. I'm going to do a couple of things here. Got to make sure I'm in the right place. Y'all probably wondering what's in this box, aren't you? Somebody say, yeah. It's all right, I'm about to show you. What'd you say, Brother George? So when the wind blows in your life, well, it was working this morning. Amen. Look at that. That's all right. My fan was working this morning, and I really need it for my little. That's all right. You got one? These are brand new batteries. Just bought them. What do you mean? That's all right. Yep, plug it up right there. Be fine. Inside, you do one. Oh, that's good. That's fine. This is us. This is our life. Those winds gonna come and blow. Look at us. Look at us. What happened? It's like a limp noodle just got. Just fell out. Because we didn't have any anchor to hold us. We didn't have an anchor to hold us. But when your anchor holds, it may ruffle your feathers. But am I going anywhere? My feathers are ruffled. But I hadn't gone anywhere. Because my anchor holds. Amen? You're not blown away by this and by that. Those troubles that's coming, trying to come and get you to feel this way and that way. It goes up, it goes down, all around. But when you have your anchor, you're not moved. It blew me, right? It blew you. Sickness may come, and it's going to blow you, ruffle your feathers. Lack may try to come creep in and ruffle your feathers. Your children might want to act a donkey, as they say, and come and ruffle your feathers. But my anchor holds because I didn't move. Proverbs 10 and 25 in the Passion says, the wicked are blown away by every stormy wind. But when a catastrophe comes, the lovers of God have a secure anchor. So when the wind blows, I say my anchor holds. Amen. Psalm 121 in the Passion. Psalm 121 says, I look up to the mountains and hills, longing for God's help. But then I realize that our true help and protection comes only from the Lord, our Creator, who made the heavens and the earth. He will guard and guide me, never letting me stumble or fall. God is my keeper. He will never forget nor ignore me. He will never slumber nor sleep. He is the guardian God for his people Israel. Jehovah himself will watch over you. He's always at your side to shelter you safely in his presence. He's protecting you from all danger, both day and night. He will keep you from every form of evil or calamity as he continually watches over you. You will be guarded by God himself. You will be safe when you leave your home, and safely you will return. He will protect you now, and he'll protect you forevermore. Hallelujah. So let the winds blow. As long as I know my anchor holds. If my anchor holds, then that wind can blow, because I know I'm not going anywhere. Amen. As long as it's blowing, my anchor is holding. Amen. Amen. You know, the enemy, he doesn't play fair at all. Close your eyes, First Lady. This ain't your bowl. Okay. He doesn't play fair. This is just in case I need it. Shaquille, you got Jeff on speed dial for the fire department. You know, he wants to set your life ablaze. Setting your hopes and dreams on fire. See, my hopes and dreams, he wants to set them on fire. So that I'm left with nothing but smoke and vapors. That wasn't supposed to work like that. He wants to leave your life with smoke and vapors, your hopes and dreams. He wants to take your peace and joy. Set it on fire. Your career, your job, so that you're left with nothing but smoke. Your money, he wants to set it on fire. Your health, left with nothing but smoke. You might have a little bit right now, but then it runs out, and then you're looking for some more. Shaquille, we out. Your family, he wants your family to be in discord and divided and disobedience and all of those things. He wants you to be in pain and suffering with illness and disease, and he wants you to be broke and in lack and angry, unforgiving, and all the time, just in a bad mood. And he doesn't want you to have a successful job, a career, or those things in your business. He wants you to set it on fire so that it doesn't prosper and you're left with smoke and vapors. Just like Sarah and Abraham, God promised them a child, but it didn't happen when they thought it should or when they wanted it to. Sarah lost hope. And I'm going to read this little portion here from this devotion that I have. It says, have you been waiting for God to do something about a situation in your life? Perhaps you've prayed about it for years or even decades, yet nothing has changed. If that's the case, you may at this point feel hope is gone. That's probably how Sarah felt. Though God had promised to give Abraham a son, the aged couple remained childless. So when the Lord told Abraham that Sarah would have a son the following year, she laughed, not with joy, but with skepticism, saying, after I have become old, am I to have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? Thinking it was too late for God to keep his promise, she had lost her hope. Thinking that it was too late. We think about things in our lives and they hadn't happened yet. And we lose hope. We lose hope. But what God promises, he performs. He brings it to pass. It didn't happen when he said it. When he said the following year it will, she did. Amen? So don't look at how long it may be taking. Just know that if God said it in his word, if he promised it to me, I will. I shall have it. So when your anchor holds, this is a fireproof safe here. When your anchor holds, you take those same things that the devil wants to be smoked for you. You take your business. You take your career, your job. You take your peace, your joy. You take your money. You take your health. You take your family. You take your dreams. You take your hopes. And you place them in there. You secure it in the word. This is the word. Fire can't damage it. It can't get to it. Just as you anchor yourself in the Word of God. The fire may be burning all around. I'm not going to set this on fire now. But if this was in a fire, it could be burning all around it, but it can't touch what's in here. There may be smoke damage on the outside, a little soot, but on the inside, it's not touched, undamaged. So you take all those things, you anchor it in the Word of God, it won't be damaged. It can't be touched. Hallelujah.